Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to tell you more about Indiana Originals, where we've been, and where we're going. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Normally, this is where I say, hi, so-and-so, thank you so much for joining us in the All Indiana Podcast Network studios. But today, it's just me. We are in an exciting time for Indiana Originals, totally in growth mode, and we have a new chapter coming up, which I'm really excited to tell you about. So if you're not familiar with Indiana Originals and how we got started, we need to go back to the spring of 2012. Me and my now husband, Lance, we're walking around Monument Circle in downtown Indianapolis, and a new Italian restaurant had opened up. And I asked him, is it local? Like, well, I don't know. So, well, how do you know if it's local? And the answer was, there was no answer, right? You had to go into each individual business and ask. We looked online. There wasn't a sticker. Apps weren't really a thing in 2012. I found one PDF online, but it had franchises on it, which isn't what I was looking for at the time. And along the way, we found a lot of people like us that would support local businesses more often if they could identify them faster and easier. And we found a lot of Hoosier business owners who were really proud of what they are building here in this community and the families that they are supporting through the jobs they've created. And we wanted to give them recognition for that. So we made our first investment in a website in 2014. It launched May 15th of that year. So what started as a very simple business directory, IndianaOriginals.com, has now become really what I like to call the Google of local, and really an association of nearly 300-something members that want to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana. Because of our growth and because of what we've been able to do over the last 7 years, we are going to continue to make some improvements. You know, when we first started, we were really built for that original, right? It's not just a clever name. So all of our members are businesses that are Indiana-owned and operated. They're headquartered here, and they're not part of an out-of-state chain. You know, but over time, what we need in the community and what we're able to do for business owners has changed. You know, the pandemic really brought to light the support that our franchise owners need, right? They maybe didn't get the national support they thought they were going to, or they really want that recognition for serving our mission, which is creating healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana. And supporting our neighbors' businesses matters. So I've had several franchise owners come up to me asking for membership, and for years, I've just been saying, you know, we're not built for you. We acknowledge what you do. We know you put billions of dollars back into our state, but at the time, we were not built for franchise owners, and we didn't really have a solution of how to distinguish them, because if you think about it, even the name is Indiana Originals, right? And franchises are a very important contributor to the economy here in Indiana. As a result of their business model, they've created like 190,000 jobs, I think, in Indiana. And that's over $14 billion of our state's economic output. So that's huge. That's a really, really big impact. And so we want to acknowledge franchise owners for what they're doing for our community as well. So in our discussions with the various things that we've been going through, we agreed to open up a section of membership for just franchises. And as we went through what that actually means, we realized that this is an opportunity to improve our own business and what we already have. And so as of Wednesday, September 15th, we will be officially called Indiana Owned. So IndianaOwned.com is where you want to go to support our neighbors' businesses and find all of those great locally owned and operated businesses that you might need. So you'll still be able to distinguish between originals and franchises. That's not going away. Their logos that they use will distinguish them, right? One will say original, one will say franchise. But when you see that proud to be Indiana Owned sticker, you know right away you are supporting a local business. And to us, that is super, super important because we really all need to come together to make Indiana wonderful for everybody. You know, we want to show off what's great about Indiana, and that's what we have done, you know, from the beginning. You know, I was born and raised in Irvington on the east side of Indianapolis. Lance, husband slash co-founder slash the one who makes sure it's a business and not a hobby because I just love what I do so much. He was raised in Warren County, Indiana, which is, I mean, they don't even have a stoplight in the entire county. Put your finger on Purdue, go almost to the Illinois state line. It's that county. And there's just some incredible places there too. And those different experiences really help us appreciate what we have here in Indiana. And we have had the opportunity to travel. We've been lots of places and, you know, we keep coming back and we want to make this state great for everyone who's already here, for people who are thinking about moving here. And we want to help you discover what the state has to offer. So we are opening up membership to franchises. We will still have those Indiana originals that are certified local. You'll be able to search very easily on the site. And our site is very, very, very mobile friendly. So from your phone, you'll just go to indianaowned.com. And you can actually click on the three dots on the top right and add it to your home screen. So we won't take up any of your data. We won't take up any of your space. You can just use the website like you do on a desktop, just like you do on your phone. And it's super simple and it's super quick and it's wonderful. And if you have your location feature on, the map will show you the Indiana Originals members and Indiana owned members that are around you. So we want to make it super, super simple for you to find local and try local first. So none of that is changing. The brand's going to look a little different. You won't have to try to figure out how to spell originals, right? You can just type indianaowned.com. We will be changing over our social media to Indiana Owned. So watch out for those changes too, because I don't want you to lose us. But it has just been an incredible journey. And we have so many people on the team working really, really hard to make sure that all of this happens. So running a business is really, really hard. Improving a business is also hard. And changing your brand isn't the easiest thing we've ever done. But we have made brand improvements before. So fortunately, kind of knew what we were getting ourselves into. So if you haven't visited the website lately, please just, you know, visit it. You'll start seeing the changes already. And we will get things moving. And then we have a big announcement coming up with this on Wednesday on Wish TV8's Indie Style. So I'm so excited to be live on the air. It's a great show. We've been a part of that team for 5 years now, and they have just been great, great, great supporters of our members. So I'm super excited to continue that partnership and to keep working with them in lots of different capacities, right? There's lots of stuff behind the scenes that we don't even really get to show or share. And I'm just so thankful to have them on board with us as well. So we're not going to stop doing anything. Everything's going to keep going. We'll still have our monthly networking event at Nexus Impact Center. It's the second Wednesday of the month. We still have our online members only meeting the second Friday of the month. We still have our meetup the third Wednesday of the month. All of this is on our event calendar, which you'll find at indianaowned.com/events, or you can just click on the little events button at the top of the homepage and find it there too. We have the big reveal of the Art for All contest at Nexus Impact Center coming up on the 16th. So, so, so excited to see that big banner reveal. If you're driving down 465 near Michigan Road, you won't be able to miss it. So we hope you'll join us at that event too. So much going on. We're so excited to just keep this local boat rolling and really just help our neighbors succeed, because when we all work together, everybody benefits. And that's what Indiana Originals is all about. So thank you so much for your support over the last 7 years. I hope you will keep supporting us as we become indianaowned.com. And as always, if you have any questions or if you're interested in membership or you want to be a part of our community, you know, you can always go to the website, email us info@indianaoriginals.com, or email me directly, mel@indianaoriginals.com. Courtney might be the one that answers an email too, or maybe Lance, depending on what time of day it is. So we have a great team. We have a great community. We have amazing members. And we, at our core, are a promotions and branding company. We help our members stand out as local so they can get more support from their community. We help them find the resources they need to make money and save money. And we help them achieve whatever goals they have for their business. And that's what we will continue to do. So thank you, thank you, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for your support. And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by our parent company, Indiana Originals, our new company, Indiana Owned, and Indiana.Gifts. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about all of these businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. You can learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOwned.com. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and check out IndianaOriginals.com.